Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What do you think about the moves the White Sox have made so far this offseason?
Oh, man. It's been a very fun offseason. As a member of the team, it's kind of been there through the hard times the last couple of years, seeing the moves we made, the player additions. I'm just excited to get out to spring training to meet all the new faces and get to work. You know, it's time to shift gears to winning baseball on the South Side.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was the voice of Lucas Giolito. He was on with Chuck Garfine on the Fine White Sox Talk podcast from NBC Sports Chicago. And we are delighted to welcome in the skipper of the Chicago White Sox, Rick Renteria. Also happens to be the longest serving manager or coach among the major sports here in Chicago. He's the the man who's been here longest, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Well, it's been so much fun to watch everything that's going on in the off season with the White Sox.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier that every time you sign somebody, I'm redoing my lineup card. I can't imagine what you're going through. I mean, how many different lineups have you made up in your head? Have you jotted down? How much fun is this going to be for you?
Well, I obviously it's extremely exciting for all of us. I think Rick in the front office and everybody there has been trying to put us on a trek, obviously an upward trek. It's been developing. And for me to be able now to kind of look at that lineup, and it's extended, obviously, you look at it, and it's from 1 through 9, possibly, you know, you got the opportunity to do some damage, keep the line moving, the pitching, I mean, the whole ball of wax. It's just, it's exciting to see. We're looking forward to getting the spring going and the season started, and, you know, hopefully attain and reach those expectations that we've been placing upon ourselves since we became this this change.
Rick, you've been in Chicago a long time, longer than anybody in town, as we mentioned introducing you, but your team is still pretty young. And so you have a team that hasn't had to deal with the weight of expectations, which can get heavy. How do you plan to address that from the first day of spring training on, and how concerned are you about those expectations?
Well, I'm not too concerned. I know that the record isn't what anyone would have wanted. Obviously, the addition of player personnel plays a big part in what we believe is, you know, truthfully what we're going to be capable of doing. But expectations have never been something that we've shied away from. We've talked about expectations since the beginning of my tenure, in any case. Never afraid to put ourselves out there. Obviously, everybody now sees the club and sees the additions we've made and has legitimate expectations as we do. If you're afraid of expectations and you want to shy away from them, this is not something you should be doing. I don't shy away from expectations. The club that we have that's been developing over the last few years understands that. We've talked about it. We've talked about that we were going to get to this point. And we're going to have to respond. And the reality is we got to keep the noise away from everybody. They've got to be able to isolate all the noise and continue to just focus on taking care of all the little things that are required for us to give us a chance to win ballgames.
You know, I heard Steve Stone talk about this, and he said that he believes this lineup could do more damage than the Southside Hitmen back in the day, and Stoney was on that team. And I got to tell you, I mean, as I'm saying to you, I start looking at this. You've got protection for everyone. I mean, you've got a team that really should. And the other thing, Rick, you're going to be able to put guys in the right spot in that lineup, right? I mean, you're not going to be pushing someone into a spot that maybe they're not ready for, or maybe they don't belong in. It just seems like there is a really nice possibility here.
Yeah, listen. The makeup of the roster as it's starting to develop right now gives us an opportunity to slot guys that maybe that are breaking in down a little lower in the lineup to give them an opportunity to take a breath and watch the other guys that have been around doing what they've been doing and allow them to have an opportunity to transition into seeing these guys have the success they've had over their careers and learn from them and still contribute. I mean, these guys, even as you said, they're young, but they're hungry and they've been working. They've been, you know, envisioning what it is that we expect, you know, might become of us as we move forward. And it's been talked about. I mean, it's not going to be anything new. They're not going to be caught by surprise. It's not going to be, you know, it's about getting it done. And that's the bottom line. And I think everyone should, you know, embrace it. It's an opportunity now to embrace, you know, the possibilities. And so I'm very optimistic. I've always felt myself to be an optimist, but I'm very, very optimistic and very happy with the direction that we're going in as an organization. I'm sure Rick's not done.
So, Rick, is that your way of telling us that Luis Robert is batting seventh or eighth? Because I really like him leading off.
Well, he's got to, first of all, we got to see everybody in camp and see where they're at. He's a young man who's had tremendous numbers in the minor leagues. And certainly is a high-end potential type player, hugely impactful, very much like Moncada and any of the other number of young guys that we have. But at least gives me an opportunity to be able to think about, you know, being able to hit him down lower in the lineup. But it doesn't preclude me from not putting him at the top. I think that, you know, once we see where we're at and we really do sit down and look at all the possibilities. We'll do the best that we can to put them in the best position possible and hopefully have the success that we've been, you know, wanting to have since we started this trek and we'll move forward. I think just the fact that we're able to talk about this right mm-hmm. now is exciting. I think everybody should be excited. I'm excited. Everyone should be now looking at, you know, the next phase of the Southside.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, Rick, as I get excited about it and I look at the new names and I start putting my lineup together in my head, I also remind myself that Yoan Moncada is going to get better as he gets older.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Anderson, as great as a year as he had, he could get better. Eloy, absolutely. I'm expecting more from. So even as we're seeing guys develop, those young guys have a ton of potential.
Well, I think, you know, they've had the opportunity and the luxury of being at the major league level to chip away at a lot of the little things that they have to at the major league level, understanding. And they know none of those kids that you've mentioned, none of those kids like losing, none of them. And they know that what's expected of us is success, nothing less than success, and putting ourselves in a position to go where we're supposed to. And I think that these kids are going to get better, as you've mentioned. And I think the experiences that they've had over the last couple of years have paid tremendous dividends. We still have to get better. I mean, I expect Timmy's going to cut his errors in half, for example. I think, you know, his ability to go ahead and put the bat on the ball, I think he's shown everybody he's a batsman. Moncada showing that he can play third base and play it excellently and make some great plays and do things that most third basemen can't. But on the offensive side, they're still growing and they're still learning. And I think that we have a chance to see, you know, some really talented young men put it to play. And, you know, the reality is that on paper, it all looks good, but we still have to do it. We still have to get it done. They still have to find a way to mesh. And that's our job. My job is to get these guys to come together in a cohesive way and play the game, hopefully in a way that everybody enjoys watching and bring some victories to the South Side.
Rick, one of those challenges might be talking to James McCann and figuring out how to use him. You have two starting catchers. Yeah. That's a great luxury and a nice problem to face with Yasmani Grandal and McCann. How would you describe his mindset when you added Grandal, and how have those conversations gone this offseason in terms of preparing him for his role?
You know, I've spoken to Mac several times, and the organization knows how I felt about him during the course of last year. He did a lot of great things for us in bringing our pitching staff through. You know, we're gonna have to find a way to make it work. That's as best as I can put it to you. We're going to have to find a way to get two guys that are extremely talented, that have shown the capability of bringing pitchers across, helping us win ball games. And find a way to make sure that we all understand that the goal isn't isn't to be, we can't be selfish. It's a selfless, winning as a team is a selfless, you know, endeavor. You're giving yourself up for each other. And you're knowing that when you're put in a place to perform, you're there to help your teammate. And so I think he's a team player, and I think he's capable of not only carrying it, something happens, he can stay in there and carry it every day, just like he did last year. And Grandal, who we pick up, can do so many things. I think that we'll be able to figure out a way to get the most out of both of them. And I think that James is a winner. I think James is a player. I think he understands. And we're going to do the best we can. It'd be a lie to say that everybody's happy about every single thing that goes on. No, obviously, change brings, at times anxiety. But these guys are major league players that know how to go about doing their business, and we'll figure out a way to get it done.
You know, the other element here is adding some pitching. You know, Dallas Keuchel is a proven pitcher, and we know what Gio Gonzalez has done. He's been in and out of town, for God's sake. Finally, we'll get to watch him a little closer. When we talk about that, Rick, you also have some young pitching coming up, right? You got Kopech coming back, for instance. So with these additions, maybe you don't have to worry as much about the wear and tear that the season will take on some of the younger guys. I mean, I think you went through like 12 different starters or something crazy last year. This will allow you, you know, as you're hitting into your playoff run, not to worry about having to shut someone down at the wrong time. You can kind of move people in and out, and maybe Kopech starts a little slower, so he's there at the end. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we definitely have an opportunity now with the depth to be able to monitor and do what it is we will have to in order to extend these guys, their availability, basically, is what you're looking at. And so the truth is that Coopy and the front office, when we all sit down and go over, you know, pitchers' usage, we take into account innings, you know, where they're at, you know, how can we skip a start here or pick up another one for someone else, things of that nature to extend their usability. But again, we're just heading into the middle of January, and right now the excitement, I'm sure, is palpable on the south side with additions we've made. We want to get through this month, get into spring training, and start, you know, getting to work. And the rest of it, I'm sure, because of the depth that we have now, will work itself out.
I'm sure you're always looking at the strengths, and this team has a ton of them now with the way that this offseason has gone, Ricky. But, you know, defense remains probably a concern of yours. Going into spring training, how do you plan to address that specifically? And is the door closed entirely on Yolmer Sanchez? I know a guy, obviously, he's a guy that would shore up one of those needs up the middle in terms of infield defense. Is that a possibility?
Well, I can't speak to that. I mean, you know, Yolmer and his representation will determine, you know, where they're at. Obviously, we love Yolmer. He's done a great job for us, and he played a great second base, obviously a Gold Glove winner, and did a lot of little things to help us win ball games. I never say count anything out, but I can't speak to that in specific. Is it possible? Sure. Is it probable? I'm not really sure. You know, it can work itself out. What was the other question you asked me?
Just in terms of defensive approach, because of you got ground ball pitchers now. You got Dallas Keuchel. Yeah. You got Steve Cishek. You got guys who you're going to need to have a strong infield defense.
Right. You know, not to speak too much about what I was going to talk to our club about, but in essence, yes, completing the play. We want to make sure that the guys that we have that are so talented and rangy, that they also understand that completing the play on the opposite end, which with throws, with what we do in terms of making sure we execute, is going to be a topic of a conversation when we get into camp. It's something we've been talking about already. You know, Joe does a great job with these guys. I think that if we all remember, and this is where I think about in Timmy, we all remember when nobody thought he could go into the hole, and all of a sudden he's going in the left field and making plays that nobody else can make, other than probably Jeter a few years ago. We want him now to be able to go to get both sides of the field and complete the play, you know, finish that play with the throws. I mean, there are things that we can do, and a lot of it has more to do with just focus and concentration and understanding the importance of it, because we don't want to give away outs. And I think these young men know it. They understand it. They continue to get better, and he will get better. This young man's worked very, very hard and is very conscientious about what he does out there on the field, and I know he wants to get better.
Rick, thanks a ton. Absolutely fantastic catching up with you. Really appreciate the time. And you know, you got to get used to playing in front of bigger crowds, right? I mean, that's another thing that's come.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
that's
sure.
Great. That's great. I hope, come on out. Everybody, come on out. I mean, you know, it's on us. Right now, we got these young men that, you know, are gearing to try to give everybody something to smile about on the South Side. We've been trying to do it, obviously, talking about it, working through it, but you know, hopefully this will be the culmination of it starting to begin and the fruition of all the work.
See you at Sox Fest.
Thanks, Ricky.
All right, guys. You're welcome.
Thanks, Rick.
That's Rick Renteria. And that is, I got to tell you, you know, as you hear that, we have a texter checking in saying, you can hear the electricity.
You can.
In his voice.
You really can.
And I feel that way, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.